Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Adrian. I always get smarter when Adrian joins us. She's the author of the 24-Hour Customer, ExponentialEdge.com. Is that right, Adrian?
That's correct.
Tell the audience what you do for your customers.
Well, we work with our customers to help them identify ways to increase their growth and profitability in their business.
Yeah. Well, and boy, howdy, do they need that. So folks, check out Adrian's website. Please get her book. It's an outstanding, book on performance and see if there's maybe something there that she can help you with. Adrian, we're talking about maximizing time. We're talking about using tools that help us do a lot, what is called life logging, and we were just talking a little bit about how. You know, that's the, you know, I remember 12, 13 years ago talking to some of my technology folks who were really prescient about how the internet and all the capability was going to impact us. And I remember my friend Jonathan Zook used to say, you know, well, there's going to be a war in the future, and the war is going to be fought between how much do we want and how much are we willing to give up.
That's a good thought, and a lot of that of what we're willing to give up may not be necessarily in terms of money, but it could be in terms of your privacy.
Right, and so you know, and my generation, the baby boomers, we have a very strict definition about privacy. The younger generation, the kids in their 20s, they feel differently about privacy, don't they?
They do. I think it's because you know, in some ways, maybe they have. Fewer assets to lose at that point in their life,
and they're still pretty naive about things, you know, this about what wicked from which way comes, you know.
yeah, and I think you know, that's why free is not necessarily free when it comes to a lot of these tools. You have
right.
to evaluate, you know, what's my privacy worth.
That's the thing that I've been talking about lately a lot, and I'm actually working on an article about this. Adrian, and that is that just because we can see, the title of this article is technology as if humanity mattered, and we're creating a lot of technology that's helping humans, but it might not be helping humanity. And I think we should differentiate that. And the point I'm making is just because we can doesn't mean that we should. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying the question should be asked. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a wonderful question, Jim. And, you know, that's the two-sided edge to the whole notion of life logging. On the one hand, I think it has wonderful applications to improve your business, improve your life. You can maybe track those babies' first steps and have, mm-hmm. you know, be able to see what happened there, which I think is a wonderful tool from that perspective. But all of these tools, not just life logging, but some of the ones that we've also been discussing in general, have the potential to be abused by businesses as well. And
right.
so we need to be cognizant of privacy laws and also just general human decency.
Well, look at Google. I mean, their founding principle was do no evil, but they're finding that harder and harder to comply with, aren't they? As they've gone public and they've got demands from the analysts and the attempt to keep the stock market, the share price up, and they're finding that in order to get more and more performance, they have now, with this power that they have, this incredible power to reach into our lives and to find out what's going on. What are we doing online, for example, or maybe not even online with Google Earth? You know, they're having to show us whether they're drinking their own Kool-Aid or not, aren't they?
Well, I think that's the tension here, Jim. Is you have a on the one hand, you have the intent to give privacy, and people want privacy, but at the other end, you've got monetization. Mm-hmm. And they're a business, and they're a for-profit business, and they make money through gathering that information, unfortunately.
And I will tell you this. I'll tell you something else. Once people with that kind of power hook up with Wall Street, the humanity factor goes out the window. Wall Street cares nothing about humanity. It only cares about returns, and they will make you sing dance to their tune. We've seen it many times before. Adrian, give us the website again, please.
That's exponentialedge.com.
The 24-hour customer is the book. Please find it wherever books are sold. Buy two. You're going to want to keep one and give one away. Adrian, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Adrian Ott, ladies and gentlemen, OTT. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.